shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans?
No!
Oh.
You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
4, 3, 2, 1.
What's going on? My name is Joe Castro, and you are listening to A Millennial's Third Eye Spiritual Shenanigans. That's right. Joining me today is my co-host, Candace, and we also are not, we're not having Tony today.
No.
So it's okay, though.
Hi, everyone, and we're sorry that Tony's not here. Tony is actually rocking out at a Dixie Chick concert. How about that?
Go Dixie Chick. Yeah, so he's at a Dixie Chick concert, which I'm jealous of, and I'm sure it's amazing. To be honest with you, I'm having, like, complete audio issues on my computer. Can you hear me, Candace?
I lost audio.
You lost audio?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Okay, I can hear you now. I'm sorry. I had a little bit of technical difficulty. My Bluetooth had cut out.
I'm actually having audio issues on my computer right now. It's kind of weird. So we're both having audio issues.
I apologize.
Like, I was just calling in, and I'm like, why is my computer audio? Then it just, like, stumbled out. And I think I'm going to reboot my computer while we're talking. And so, Candace, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm hanging in there, but I'm doing all right. It's a good day. Always a good day.
I'm doing good, too.
Could be worse.
Today was a good day. I agree with you.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. You know, I'm a working woman now, so. But, yeah, it's nice. It's good.
Everything is good. I'm moving up in work. My job has given me more stuff, and it's been going good. Yeah, I can't complain. In spiritual news, Candace,
yes.
I did something. Well, I mean, I'm not, it's not like, this is more like a personal spiritual news, but I did something.
What'd you do?
I decided to sign up for Tinder. And
okay,
with that being said,
so you signed up for Tinder. Okay.
Yeah,
you hear this, lady?
And I went
and looking to mingle.
That's right. You gotta, some people are like law of attraction and you gotta attract it.
Yeah.
And nah.
Exactly. You gotta, what you put out, you get back. So if you're like, you're wanting to meet someone, but you're just being a couch potato, sitting on your ass, not doing nothing, you think someone's going to walk up to your door and be like, hey, what's going on? What you doing?
I'm a fan.
No,
I'm a fan of, like, putting
yourself
in the position to align yourself with that. Or, like, even if it's,
yeah,
like Tinder, you might be showing yourself you're ready to meet someone. Maybe it's not on there. Maybe you're on there, but you meet someone. I don't know. But My mom walked in the room before, and she's like, I was like, I'm on Tinder, and she went, can I pick some people for you? Can I pick some girls for you? And I went, yeah.
Come on.
I feel like this is fun. This is different. And so she did that, and she was going through it. She's like, this one really likes cats. And I was like, yeah, this is true. There's a lot of cat people in there. And she goes, Joe, I'm going to tell you right now, if they're over 30 and they have unicorn hair, not good.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, but I thought it was funny because she goes, this one's crazy. This one's definitely wild. She goes, this one's wild. I didn't even look at it. This one's wild. And she goes, oh, shit. And I went, what? She goes, I accidentally super liked her. And I went, oh, we can fix that. It's okay. It was kind of funny watching my mom, I guess, use Tinder for most likely makes sense for the first time. So that's what happened.
Playing matchmaker.
So
I think I
might have to call in as a host. I made a boo-boo.
What'd you do?
Well, I restarted my computer, and it said end episode or continue. I click continue. So we're here. I mean, I didn't call in as a host. That was like last minute. But
we didn't
here.
Go anywhere. We're here.
We'll do spiritual news in a minute. I did find something interesting. And I was like, whoa, that's new. I'm trying to think about what else is going on. We do have a contest for today's show, and I'll read that briefly in a minute. What else is I know we're going to talk about some other stuff for the theme. I guess the theme for this show, we talked about it. It's speaking up and life lessons. We were discussing what we felt in the air. Oh, you know what, Candace, before we go into that, I don't know if this is a good thing to bring up, but it's something that happened.
Right.
I want your opinion. So
I'll shoot it to you straight.
Someone I used to know, and I'm not trying to like play hints or clues here, but I'm just saying someone I used to know, I came across another Facebook profile they have, and it was like, you know, someone you might know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And the thing is, I had them blocked on other places. And
So
I was like, oh, there's another profile. And I wasn't sure if it was really them or not. And so I went into, like, their About Me stuff. And lo and behold, it says they're following one person. And who is that one person?
They're following you?
Yeah. They were following me.
Well, so
it was like a set up.
To the, I know exactly who she is. And to the lucky listener, the cat's out of the bag. Like, because now you know what that other Facebook is. Yeah. And it was only created, you know, just to spy on you.
Oops. Okay. I fixed it. I fixed it.
It was. You fixed it?
Did I fix it? There's too many things going on. Wait. Which one is this now? Oh my God. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. All right. Yeah, I can hear you. All right. We're good now. We're good. All right. So let's continue talking about this real quick. Regardless.
So this profile. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
This,
so.
My opinion. Go, carry on. What do you want to know?
Well, I don't know if it's an opinion, but here's my thing, right? In 2023, regardless of blocking someone, you can find at least one way to reach out to someone, right? And I just find it And I'm not talking about this to insult the person. I'm not talking about this in hopes the person hears it. I'm talking about it because I want to talk about it. Number one, it's kind of sketchy that this profile straight up was like made just for following me for the most part, because they're only following one person and said my name on it. It wasn't my Facebook page. Uh-huh. It was my personal one. Now, I'm a really big fan of, like...
Oh, your personal page. Definitely a personal page. It's usually like someone, because, you know, you don't always share that with just anybody.
Yeah, and I'm a big fan of, like, blunt honesty, like, hey, I don't care if it's, like, I miss you. I don't, like, as long as it's, like, a blunt, straight up, hey, can we talk? But I'm not a big fan of, like, in the shadows of the stage. Like, my guides were telling me recently, like, the darkness is like being behind the scenes, and being in the light is like being vulnerable on stage or in the light. And I'm not a fan of being behind the scenes. It's a turnoff.
Uh-huh.
It's a turnoff. Like, look, I'm not a perfect person, but
well,
I just rather.
I mean, you're already blocked
what?
The person.
Well, that's the thing. Like,
so,
I had blocked their profiles, and then this shows up on someone you might know, and I was like, I'm pretty sure I know this name, because they have like two different names to go by. I'm like, let me look into it, because it wasn't a picture of them. And then the things that they have posted on there are like more of the reasons why I also like basically didn't want to be around that, because I'm not a fan of also. Not addressing the things you need to heal. And look, life's not fun. When you have to heal it, you go through the difficulties. But there's these like posts that like, I just want to be basically what I'm summing it up. I just want to be accepted for my flaws, and I'm not perfect. And the devil must be holding something back for all these hard times. It must be real good. No, like we go through hard times to learn our lessons. And I don't think it's attractive, in my opinion, to like know that you have things that you have to heal, and then you don't. It's not sexy. It's like ignorant. Is that the right word?
I don't know if that's the right word. I kind of feel where you're, I mean, it's just a turn off to you.
It's like
you're not in that relationship anymore. Tapping into the other person's energy, you already hit on it. Like, there's healing that needs to be done, and I think. Well, what I think and what I feel are two different things. What I'm hearing is they're trying, but they can't, and what. They are essentially hurting themselves because they want to know. They want to know what you're doing. They're so caught up and holding on to something that's not there that they're prohibiting themselves from actually healing and moving forward and entering a relationship that's healthy.
And I'm not saying, like, again, that I'm perfect or I'm better, or I'm not saying this to talk shit either. It's like, it's just not cute.
What I don't find cute about the situation is, like, listen, if you blocked, yeah, she blocked you, didn't she, right?
No, I blocked her.
Okay, so she didn't block you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a little bit different. I
know it's also maybe like semi immature for blocking, but there's like in this time, like, I also believe like there's things that you just should do because you don't want to deal with certain things, and this kind of was like another sign. I think I don't want to spend too much time on this. This is my opinion.
No.
I find like bravery, courage, honesty, like bold, very attractive. Meaning, if you want something, you go for it. If you, I'm not a big fan of this, like, there's certain parts of law of attraction where it's like, it's going to come to me, and I'm going to manifest them, and I'm going to do some, like, witchy woo-woo shit. It's not cute.
Yeah, that's a whole new, wow, people are crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying, like, they're doing it, but this is the gist.
Witchery is so mainstream now that it's not even witchery anymore. You know what
witchy,
I mean?
Witchy woo-woo. Let's throw it in the explosion.
It's so mainstream now that it's beginning to get contaminated.
Oh, it's been contaminated. Are you kidding me?
All these people that a lot of, I don't want to say new age, like that's not, but all these, I don't know how to explain that, but I mean, like these new people coming into witchcraft primarily have ill intention, or that, you know, they want to like get their lover back, or I don't, you know, stupid stuff like that. That's
stupid shit. Yeah.
Obviously not meant
twin
to
flames.
Be, you know, it's not meant. So, you know, using witchcraft, you in anything, you get back what you put out. So if you're putting out something, no matter if it's witchcraft or just like bad juju, bad vibes, whatever, you're gonna get that. So
you know,
okay,
it's funny.
So you do a spell to get your ex lover back, and it's probably like the worst fucking relationship you're gonna have. It's not gonna be the quote unquote same person as before. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's either that or you're not gonna get what you want in general, and you're gonna like wonder why it's not working. Or why is this person not suffering, or what, like, the more we learn lessons, this is Candace, oh shit.
Yeah.
I feel like Tony right now for a second. Well, I just said this, the theme was, I wrote it down, it was speaking up, and it's life lessons.
Yeah.
This was on plan.
And also, it's also about, I think we were talking about how people from the past that are coming into our present. And they're like for example, so I started my new job. And my new job, I actually work with 5 people that I've previously worked at other places with. And it's been like, for most of them, it's been at least 10 years that I've seen these people.
That's wild.
And
that's
so,
really wild.
Right? Exactly.
Crazy.
I mean, it's insane. And it's funny, though, because, like, I know that I've changed.
Right.
From, you know, in 10 years, you know, I've changed.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems these people have not. I mean, they've aged, but they're still the same. They're exactly how I remember them, crotchety and, like, because they were crotchety then and they're crotchety now. So a lot of past people, it doesn't have to be romantic, but just a lot of, that's been coming forward a lot lately this week.
I've been
so,
running
into
people. I know, right? What does it mean? What does it all mean? I've been getting those thoughts a lot recently.
You know?
Like,
it's
life.
It's a good self-reflection. It's a good moment for, like, self-reflection. You know what I mean? Like, wow, what was I, you know, 10 years ago? Oh, okay, that's the kind of person I was. Because I wasn't as evolved as I am now. Definitely didn't fall in a conspiracy rabbit hole back then either. You know, I wasn't, you know, as spiritual. I mean, I was on some level, but nothing like I am now. Nothing like I am. Totally different.
Even us as friends, like to know what we have gone through in life and how long it's been, like we're totally different. Yeah. I don't know everything, but there is something going on with the energy. I've ran into people at my job that, like, I'm working local to my hometown here, and typically you'll see, you know, if you go to the local deli, you're definitely going to see so-and-so, or like, you just know. And at my job, I have seen every person I've run into or they've come to my job for something, I haven't seen them in years. It's wild. It's like, are you so-and-so? And they're like, Joe? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, oh, my God, what's up? You don't see these people ever. And some people I haven't seen since high school. Some people I haven't seen since there was one dude I played baseball with. And like growing up, because I never played high school baseball. I didn't get voted in. It's all right. All right. So before we, it's all good. They're all assholes. I'm just kidding. For the most part, we're all different now. We're all different. Let's go into spiritual
news. We're all different now.
So I don't really get to, when I, like everyone else probably does, I Google spiritual news. And I get like a lot of old stuff. So I like to, if I'm going to do it, I want recent stuff. And I actually came across something recent. And this is a new study suggested that a blended 8-week mindfulness program that adds team mindfulness training to a shortened version of the mindfulness-based stress reduction. I'm going to sum this up. This was led by Dr. Judah Tobias Mortlock, a co-director of the Center for Excellence in Mindfulness Research at a City University of London in collaboration with Dr. Allison Carter, Principal Research Fellow at the Institute of Employment Studies. The study bridges the gap between wellness, established body of research supporting the benefits of individual mindfulness practice, epitomist, by the 8-week MBSR course. The study was conducted in a high-stress military context. Military officers in training in the British Army and in the Royal Navy, and was funded by the Defense Science and Technology Laboratory. A mixed method approach was used that consisted of two research phases, 23 junior officers to be from the British Army practice in the pre-pilot study, which trialed the newly designed team mindfulness training, and so on and so forth. A larger pilot study in which 105 Royal Navy officer cadets took part in the compared part of the TMT intervention against the standard 8-week MBSR course. The study found that participating in both intervention groups led to significantly increased individual resilience and working memory, with no significant difference between the two groups. Whilst neither group showed statistically significant improvements in collective mindfulness over time, the TMT group experienced a near significant collective mindfulness increase after participating in the training. So there was a significant change in that.
Whole lot of information that I'm still trying to digest.
Downloads. The study suggested that it opens up for ground for follow-up research that may help address recently reported counterintuitive effects, individually focused workplace mindfulness, such as lower work motivation after brief periods of mindful meditation. Well, the truth is this, like, I'm going to put my own opinion on this. It's kind of like, we just can't always, and this is for everyone, regardless of work or not having work, the more we actually introduce or have a period of mindfulness for ourselves, which is being aware of your energy and being aware of how you feel, doing a practice, it's going to do good for you. Like, I'll lay down in silence.
Yeah.
I'll lay down and just chill.
Silence is good.
I'll kind of what I do now is I go through my thoughts. Like I'll see what comes up, and then I'll go, that's not important. That's not important. And I realize, like, my mind in the background, you know, like how your computer has Task Manager, and then you open it, and
yeah.
of course, it's like you have those three programs you know that are open, and then in the background, you have even more programs running, and you're like, whoa, I didn't know, I don't even know what that program is. That's your brain. That's your brain, and you should probably start thinking about what is it
that
your brain
feels
is doing.
Like. That is exactly what it feels like sometimes.
Yeah.
Overheating.
You know what happened to me at work? Over time they finally gave me the truck because I'm supposed to be going out on service calls to work, and they finally did it.
Right on.
And I told my boss, I was like, oh my god, we're having a moment. He was like, don't give me a hug, please. And I went, okay. And I was like, this is an achievement. And so I went to the call, and as I'm working, like, I was happy, but then all of a sudden I wanted to sabotage it. And I was like, why am I getting upset about this? It was kind of like when you get the reward, and you're like, I don't need this shit. And I was like, why am I doing this to myself? My brain was like, ooh, they let you drive the truck on your own call now. Look at you go. I was like, we should be happy about this. This is a good thing. Oh.
Yes, very, very good thing.
So I had to rework my mind. I was like, shut up. We're not here to complain anymore. Like, you don't have the right or the authority in my subconscious mind. So, Candace, enough about my life and spiritual news. What's going on? You started your job. You have 5 coworkers that you had known previously. What else is going on with you?
That was crazy. That was so crazy. Mainly it's work. Well, now, you know, I was so used to being at home, but now it's like I'm trying to learn balance again between everything, really. And there
so
is not enough hours in the day to take a nap. I need a fucking nap. I miss my naps. I know that sounds a certain way, but I'm a Leo, I'm a lion, I'm a cat. We like our naps. Okay, so yeah, I don't get a nap at work. They don't give us nap breaks. Like, I thought that was a thing. That should be a thing. I don't know why it's not, but it should be. Definitely advocate for naps at work, people. But so learning how to balance right now, which is hard, because you know, I got my creative stuff that I like to do that I don't have time for at the moment, and the house stuff and the work stuff, and you know, and then there's this stuff too, you know, so it's all a matter of balance. And I found this, I struggled this week, I really did, but I am so grateful and thankful. Like, I have, like, I couldn't ask for a better support team than what I have. Like,
that's beautiful.
Yesterday I was like, oh man, it's great. Because yesterday, we take turns cooking. I live with my parents. And so we take turns every other night we cook. But yesterday I just came home and I was dog ass tired. I was dragging. And come to find out that my parents had already, like, prepped the entire dinner. They did the chicken, they did the mushroom, they prepped it for me. And I was like, are you kidding? And then me and my mom are cooking, and my mom just takes over. And I'm like, are you kidding? I'm like, thank you. I gave her, like, the biggest
hug.
You
can't do everything. Yeah. That's good.
And I'm very blessed. And that's, like, another thing, like you were saying about being, you know, as we were talking about being mindful, sometimes you do. Sometimes I do. I'll just put it that way. I do take things for granted sometimes. That, you know, and I don't show enough appreciation or gratitude, you know?
I totally get what you mean.
I do, but it's not enough. I don't feel like it's enough. Like, I know on some level I could do more to show gratitude and appreciation. But yeah, I just have like an amazing support team, and like I don't think I would have been able to make it till Friday without them, really. So, but I'm a balance. I'm learning balance. I'm learning balance, it's getting there.
You get what I felt when I started my job. It's weird. It's like suddenly, you said you felt fulfilled, and I was like, yeah, I get it. I feel like we came out of spiritual rehab or something. Like we're like, all right, we got it. We got ourselves like. We're going back into the world now. They're setting us free. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, wow, now I get it. It's like I use all most of my energy. I feel good. And there's days where I'll just come home, shower, and, like, pass out. Or I'll just come home. Maybe I have time for some meetings. Or we do the show. But the gratefulness and gratitude thing is big. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, like, also – like, I forget that I'm an empath half the time, like, literally all the time. And I forget that, you know, because I've lived in a bubble. I don't like the people. I don't like crowds. And that's why I don't like crowds, because there's just too much energy. And so, being at home and not around so many people, I wasn't necessarily absorbing all this energy, you know? And so that's like another thing, like I have to, I kind of dumb down on my spiritual practices, you know, whether it's like protecting, you know, wearing certain crystals for protection or energy or psychic attacks, yada, 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 just whatever. And I find myself, at work, having everybody else's emotions. Like picking up on so and so. Like you just turn your head and you look, and you start picking up all sorts of like vibes and stuff. And so by the end of the day, like once I clock out and I sit in my car and I take a deep breath and, whew, like man, it's. So, yeah, so it's like that's another thing, and it's a good thing because I really need to work on my spiritual practices. So,
well,
and I get
don't overwhelm yourself.
To help. No, and it's a matter of, I can carry more crystals with me instead of, like, on me, put them in my pocket and stuff like that and whatnot. Even my Florida water, I could do that if I wanted to, just a little extra something, a little extra something. But it's good. It's good. I don't mind.
I,
comes with the territory of having gifts,
Yeah. No, I get that. I used to be really... I need to carry this, or I need to wear my necklace, or I need to, and I got, even like my thoughts were a little sporadic, but now how do I explain this? I'm very mindful of what I'm thinking to the point where I could be at work and have some downtime and I'm sweeping in the shop and I just keep repeating in my head, I am happy, I am successful. And I just get lost in just repeating my thoughts. And it's not that you forget that you're an empath. I think it's more or less that you're aware that you are and you remember. You're like, oh, right, people. And
it's like a second skin.
Yeah. But even at work, like I sometimes go, is he okay? He's like, I'm okay. And I know something's wrong. It's like a silly question. Like I know something's wrong, but I just got to say it anyway. But.
Yeah.
I just control where my thoughts go.
80 people.
Oh,
picture
yeah.
Going out to 80 people.
And before
you come into contact with.
Before I get up, I'll get up early now in the morning, and I just know myself better with the morning, and I give myself enough time to wake up and have coffee. And as I'm getting ready and dressed, I'll feel my intuition, like out of nowhere, I'll hear, today you need to carry this crystal. And I don't carry crystals with me all the time. Like I carry black obsidian with me today in my pocket. Sometimes I just wear my necklaces or a necklace.
You need it, obviously.
But for everyone listening, we got a couple things going on. We're going to be taking some calls for readings. We're going to be doing a contest. I believe, Candace, are you going to be doing some giving away some random crystals?
We got a riddle for you guys tonight. And the winner of our riddle, I'm going to intuitively pick some quality grade A crystals.
So,
for the lucky winner.
We will be... we'll be doing the riddle here probably after the music break we have. And I'll read the riddle. You want to do it now?
So they can look through their cards. Like, which card is it? Which card is it?
Well, I figured I'd read it. Give them a chance to wonder about it. We'll do the tarot scopes, so your horoscopes. And then we'll get into some callers after that or something. But, hold on a second. So there's a couple things I want to tell the listeners. If you would like, we're going to be doing the riddle first. You're going to win some top grade A crystals from Candace here. And the winner will have to let me know where to send them, where she sends them. So make sure we talk message us.
You'll just get a hold of Joe. Give him your name and your address where you'd like the crystals to go. And it's going to probably be about five intuitively picked items, so I'm really interested to see or to hear and see of the listener or the winner.
Right, I was really impressed and shocked the last show we did, and the second caller we had
was Jen.
Yeah, she was like, "I'm pretty sure I know what it is," and I'm happy it played out that way. So we're gonna be doing the contest, and I'm gonna read the riddle in a little bit. I'll read it again when we're gonna take callers for that. And then also we'll take a couple calls for readings at the end of the show. I suggest you stick around and listen towards the end of the show because we do have callers that call in and wait for the end of the show. Some people, like, say they just fall out because they're like, I don't want to listen to this. I just want a reading now. And so if you're impatient, sorry. We talk and we connect with our listeners and take some calls and talk about some stuff. So if you're impatient, then...
This is not the show for you.
This is not the show for you.
That's right. Pick another show. Or have some patience and wait your turn.
Also, wait your turn.
I say that with love.
Yeah, we also, it's all love. We also have an email address, and I want to explain why we do. If you would like us to give you some guidance without calling it, or anonymously, or not anonymously, you can email us at spiritualshenaniginsradio@gmail.com, which is in the description bio of this radio show, live and recording. At the end of the bio, which I have typed up at the bottom, past the links. And without further ado, Candace, I believe you... have some tarot scopes. So what did you change about it? How are we doing this?
Right. Okay, so like last week, I did individual signs, right? So this week, I wanted to try something different and see how... What the fuck is that? That's super chicken.
It's the rubber chicken.
I was like,
okay. I've had it
so anyway,
for so long.
Yeah. So anyways, last week I had did individual readings of each zodiac sign, and today I thought I would try something different. I don't know, to see what any of the listeners like or not like. So again, if you want to shoot us a message, write us an email, spiritualshenaniginsradio@gmail.com. Let me know how you guys like it or don't like it. Also ask us questions. Send in some questions too. That'd be kind of cool to do on air. Any question. It doesn't matter. We like talking. Come on, you hear us? All right, let's get into it, right? All right, we got our tarot.
Let's do it.
So So I'm doing it by, I'm grouping it by the elements this time. Just to
okay,
kind of see.
Okay.
So this is for, what are we doing? From August 27th to September 2nd. So that week is going to kind of be at the beginning of the week, mainly for, like, everybody. You're going to be, like, closing some things up and then ending it on, like, a better note, a more connected, whether that's with people or to yourself. But you're going to start off, you know, finishing up, tying up loose ends, and then you'll feel more connected by the end of the week. That's for the collective in general.
Mm.
But now to the signs, to the tarot scopes. All right, first up, we got our earth signs, which is Taurus and Virgo and Capricorn. So this week will appear to be a very rough one. Some of you will have moments or situations where you're going to feel as though everything may be falling apart. But in actuality, Spirit wants you to keep the faith because transformations are happening and new and brighter days are on the horizon. So keep your head up. It's not going to be this bad forever. Even though you can't see what's going on behind the scenes, things are working for you in your favor. So just go with the flow, trust the process, trust the plan, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
Air signs are Gemini, Libras, and Aquarius. one of my favorite Aquariuses. My daughter would be my first. Air signs, what do we got? So air signs. There seems to be like a lack of self. Like there's gonna be some doubts coming up with your abilities, whether that's your spiritual abilities or like your run of the mill stuff at work, whatever in whatever context. But you're gonna kind of like doubt yourself a little bit. Just get out of your head. You're just as good as the next person. You're just as magical. Okay, so stay out of your head, away from those thoughts and good thoughts. I am happy. I am happy. But yes. Fire signs are Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. All right. So you guys got some, and myself included, we got some new ideas and, like, different inspiration points. So you're going to get new ideas and new inspiration coming in, fresh ideas. So you're going to have options, but you're going to have so many ideas, and you're going to want to put all of your energy, like, into each one of those. Don't. Pick one and start with that. Put majority of your energy into that, and you'll get better results. By doing too much and spreading your energy thin, you're going to do everything half-assed. So take that energy, focus it into one thing, and use that drive and that passion into one thing at a time. And you're going to have much better success in all those areas. Okay, on to the water signs. My Cancers, Scorpios, and Pisces. You guys got some stagnant energy going on. Like that could be old beliefs, old habits, just feeling meh. Like, I don't know, maybe switch some things around. You guys are water signs, right? So you got to go with the flow. That's where you do better is when you go with the flow of things. Instead of, when you go against the current, you're just slower. So go with the flow. Move some furniture around, if that's your thing, because that'll help. that'll help stir up some energy, clear some energy, stir it. It'll do that. You can even, like, switch out your clothes, like something you haven't worn in a while. You just got to find ways of getting unstuck in this energy.
Yes.
And then after that, once you, it's after that, it's, you know, it's good. It's all good. Once you get out of this energy, then you can start flowing properly. Because it's almost like you're not going anywhere. Like, you keep hitting these walls. You keep, like, you're not moving forward. You know what I mean? So go sit around, clean up that energy, and start going with the flow.
Shake it off.
Bada bing, bada boom. And if you guys want, if anyone wants a personal, I do offer personal readings. You can hit me up at the Blue Owl Intuitive on Facebook. And, yes, if you're interested, hit me up, and I can go deeper for you.
I will. I got to put your link in here. I got to put your link in here as well. I have, what do I have? I have our page, Facebook. I got mine. I got to put yours in here, too. I will do that. I will do that. All right, so let's read this riddle. The riddle, if you get the riddle, it is.
Ooh.
It is.
Man, I forgot what card it was. Oh, no. Okay, I'm going to be guessing with everybody. Okay, carry on.
We're going to take callers for this riddle. It is a tarot card in the deck of tarots of cards, and this is the riddle. If you can figure out which card this is, Candace will be sending you some crystals of diversity in a bag. The riddle goes as such. With reins in hand, I stand so tall. Two forces merged, I heed their call. Dark and light, I navigate controlled power. I integrate. What tarot card is this? If you can guess this tarot card, you get some crystals in the bag sent to you. And this is going to be, we're going to take some callers after some songs here. Then we're going to do some readings at the end. You can still stick around for the readings if we take your call for the riddle or whatnot. Let's go ahead. We're already at 9:19. I can't believe the time. I'm going to play some songs. We have, I know, right? I have my choice of song selection first, and then, which is Goodbye Carolina, which, from the Marcus King Band, which I discovered at the Zac Brown Band, which is amazing. I love this song.
Oh, right,
kind of touched my soul a little bit. Synchronicity of, you get me. Then we have Keep Your Head Up from Candace. She picked that song. What did you like about the song for today's show?
Wow. So, like, God, what's his name? Andy Grammer? Is that his name?
Yeah, I think so.
Can't remember that. I can't remember the artist. But, like, you know, for me personally, life was rough. Life is rough. And I know a lot of other people, like, right
sure
now
is.
In the, like, collective, it's like, how? How am I going to be able to do, afford, or yada, yada, yada? Like, it just seems so bleak. But things change. There, you know, things will change for the better, and you just got to remember that. You know, today, just got to remember that it'll change.
It will change.
So hopefully it's
so much.
Nice.
There's a lot to that topic, too. But I get your point. I agree with you. We have to find out what we need. We have to figure out what we need personally. I mean, look, if I were to really share my thoughts, too, much, again, you're not wrong. I agree with you. I think as a collective, it's a good time for a lot of different things like that. How are we going to make it through this? How are we going to figure it out? How are we going to... I think that we always have to kind of feel that feeling first, like, oh, how am I going to do that? That sucks, yes. But then we have to also get to points where we have to want to find that answer, or what is it within ourselves that we are – and sometimes it's not going to be the thing that you want to do. It's not going to be the thing you want to do. Like, look at us.
That's
go.
True.
We got jobs now, Candace. We're growing up.
jobs before, but nobody really wants to spend money on things they cannot eat. Okay, like they don't want to. They don't want to, you know, buy crystals. They don't want to buy bracelets. They don't want to get terrorized. I mean, they don't. You can't eat that. You know what I'm saying? It's a luxury. That's kind of how it is. Something as simple as that, you know, is like a luxury to some people, you know?
For real, for real. But, yeah, I mean, I'm saving money now. I'm doing big things that I should have been doing a long time ago. We both have good jobs. I mean, I still don't know why I'm single, but I have a feeling that's not going to last that long. So, ladies.
You're picky. I'm sorry. Did I say that quite part out loud?
I'm going to be very cliche and say, I should be picky. I'm not just going to settle with anyone.
Well, you know what? That is not cliche at all.
I'm not going to give. I'm not going to give all my goodies just to anyone. You know,
no.
I'm a spiritually gifted individual, sexy Italian man. Going up in the world. I mean, I can't just, not that people suck. It's just, I kind of dropped some hints here in the beginning. I like confidence. I like ambition. I like blunt and just.
You dropped a lot of hints. Dude, you basically put your dating profile on air.
I'm not saying like be outspoken and rude. I mean, like everyone has a moment. I did. I kind of like thought about this earlier today. But then my mom did a whole Tinder thing, and I was like, this is funny. And she went, oh, shit. Ooh, and it was. I accidentally super liked the wrong person.
Super all right. Oh, my goodness.
So let me read this riddle again. We'll play our songs, and then after the songs that we picked, we're going to take color for the riddle, and then we will also take some colors for some readings and hang tight. So the riddle is, again, with reins in hand, I stand so tall. Two forces merged, I heed their call. Dark and light, I navigate control power. I integrate. Which tarot card in the deck is this? All right, everyone hang tight. We're going to play these songs, come back from the music break, and you have plenty of time to think about this. Let's see who wins this contest, get some awesome crystals from Candace.
Letters I wrote, never sent. Give you all the pieces of me, put them back together, put them back together again. Life has a way of writing your story for you, and the hero doesn't always get his girl. What if you could change the end to the novel they've been writing, leave no resolution? Goodbye, Carolina. Searched my whole life to find you. Hate to leave you, but I hope you know where I'm going, I'll be seeing you. Hold my hand as I'm leaving. Hope my pain would be enough reason. See you on the other side of the blue red sky. Now I'm going, it's taken back. Hey.
I've been waiting on the sunset, bills on my mindset, I can't deny it. Getting high, higher than my income, income's breadcrumbs. I've been trying to survive the glow that the sun gets right around sunset. Helps me realize this is just a journey. Stop your worries, you are gonna turn out fine. Oh, you turn out fine. Fine, oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down. Pockets, kicking these rocks, it's kinda hard to watch this life go by. I'm buying into skeptics, skeptics mess with the confidence in my eyes. I'm seeing all the angles, thoughts get tangled, I start to compromise. My life and my purpose, is it all worth it? Am I gonna turn out fine? Oh, you turn out fine. Fine, oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard, to remember sometimes. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. Only rainbows after rain, the sun will always come again. And it's a circle, circling around again, it comes around again. I said only rainbow after rain, the sun will always come again. And it's a circle, circling around again, it comes around. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down.
Same as it ever was. Damn, son, where'd you find this?
All right, so we got this riddle, and I'm going to read it one more time. If you, first of all, when you call into the radio show, make sure you press the number 1 on your keypad, because it's going to let me know on my end that you want me to take your phone call. And we're going to be doing this riddle right now. If you have missed the riddle, I'm going to read it one more time, and then I'm going to be taking callers. You have to guess what tarot card this riddle is, and you will be getting a special gift from Candace of her selection of crystals. I don't know how many. It doesn't matter how many. You just won crystals, okay? The riddle is... Riddle me this. With reins in hand, I stand so tall. Two forces merged, I heed their call. Dark and light, I navigate controlled power. I integrate. What tarot card is this? We got area code 646. What's your name and what tarot card do you think this is?
Okay, hi. My name is Stacy. Hi, Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
Hey, folks. Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Yeah,
so what tarot card do you think this this riddle is?
Oh, what tarot card I think the riddle is? But let me ask the riddle one more time.
Okay, here we go. The riddle is, with reins in hand, I stand so tall. Two forces merged, I heed their call. Dark and light, I navigate controlled power. I integrate. What tarot card is this? I'll give you two guesses.
Mm-hmm. Is it? It's a good tarot card.
Sure.
It is. Does it have something to? Does it have something to do with winning?
Say that one more time. Something to do with what?
Winning.
Winning. I mean,
like winning,
it really
like
depends on the person's reading and what the card comes out with, but I would say, you know what?
It depends on the interpretation.
Yeah, I'll give it a yes because I can't give you too much information. Let's just say yes, sure, winning.
Okay. Okay, that sounds good. Let me see what else. Oh, my God. I think, okay. Oh, my gosh. I think I know this card. Does it stand for something? Is it maybe a card that has confidence or a sword in it or something?
No sword in it. I'll give you one chance to name a card here to figure it out.
Let me see, because it's a good card. I like the card. Let me see.
Don't overthink it.
Okay, don't overthink it. Is it pertaining to a man?
Say that again.
What'd you say?
I need you to give me an actual card name.
Oh, okay.
We got to get a card out here. Which card do you think it is?
I'm going to say I think it is the, let me see, it's a, I like the card.
All right, too much time. We're going to go to the next caller. Too much time. Area code 904, we have the riddle here. What tarot card do you think this is?
I have no idea. I had the Queen of Pentacles. I don't know.
It is not the Queen of Pentacles, but I'll give you one more try.
Would you like to hear it again?
I could read it again.
Okay.
The reins in hand, I stand so tall, two forces merged, I heed their call. Dark and light, I navigate controlled power. I integrate. What tarot card is this?
Oh, ace. No, it's not no ace of swords. No.
You want to take a shot? Any card?
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Nice sound effect, Joe.
It was very fitting. What tarot card do you think this is?
I'm dumbfounded right now. I can't.
Too much time. All right, we'll go to the next caller, Candace. I don't know if we're gonna get this tonight. Let's see. We got area code 541. We got this riddle going on. If you can tell us what tarot card it is, you will be receiving free gifted crystals and Candace from Blue Owl Intuitive here. The riddle is, with reins in hand, I stand so tall. Two forces merged, I heed their call. Dark and light, I navigate, controlled power, I integrate. What tarot card is this?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
We're doing a contest riddle here. Are
yes,
you here to I pick know. A tarot card riddle?
Yeah, I'm going to give it a try. Yeah, this is the chariot.
Oh, you won. That's good. You got
yes.
it.
Snuck. Good job.
All right, so I got to get...
I don't know if I like that sound effect, but...
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
All right, we'll get some more.
There you go.
We'll get some more.
Well, congratulations.
So what I'm... Yes, congratulations.
Yes, I'm going to... I will pick out some... I will intuitively pick out some crystals. After the show, if you could message a millennial third eye...
What I'm going to do is this.
Well, how are you going to do it?
I have your, if it's okay with you, I see your phone number on the screen here. And do you
That's
text
perfect.
Message at all?
Yeah, certainly.
So I'm going to text you from my business
awesome.
Number. I'll say, you know, this is Joe from the radio show. I have you, obviously I need your address, and Candace here will then package your crystals and gifts and go ahead and mail it to you. So congratulations.
Yes.
And what's your name?
My name's Nancy, and I live in
Nancy.
Oklahoma now. And I was curious if I could be held on to have a reading later on.
Well, we can start readings now. We can do the reading.
We
finally got the riddle down.
Oh.
We did it. We got past that. We had a
we
couple
did
people.
It.
I'm not
we
not
it.
Judging them. But it had
no.
too much time.
That was kind of hard because, like, the chariot
hard.
Has a – how many cards have horses in it?
Well –
you know what I'm saying?
did the riddle even say horses in it? I thought the dark and
no,
light part
took
and
the, reins.
The navigate.
You took the reins.
The reins.
So, you know, yeah, and so that kind of alludes to horses, you know, that, you know, they took the reins.
There you go. See, someone else was thinking like me.
So you must be intuitive because I feel that about you, Nancy. Let's see here. What's coming up for Nancy? Is there a certain – you don't have to ask a question, Nancy, but sometimes I ask if you do.
Yeah,
I rather,
if you got a question.
I'd rather not know
it's
stuff
not
sometimes
really.
Because – but, yeah.
It's not really a specific question. I just moved here to Oklahoma, and I was just curious, you know, anything that you see happening in my life now. Like I said, I'm a kind of an empty slate, so
mm-hmm.
what do you see going on?
Huh.
All right, we got the Ten of Wands and the Sun card in reverse. That's what comes out. And then we have, all right, so what I have for you in the subject is the Ten of Wands and the verse. It's kind of like you have all these ideas or thoughts, or you have something on your mind. You just don't know what to do first or how to take the steps forward first. It's a little bit of like overwhelming, but really it's about what do you want to do? And it reminds me of those times where it's like you want to do something, but what do you want to do? I don't know what that is. And the Sun card in reverse with this, and the message is saying it's kind of not bringing you the happiness you want. It's this holding yourself back from adventure. And you also have the King of Pentacles in reverse with the Page of Swords. And the King of Pentacles could be a person you want to meet, but it's also the masculine energy here of the creative flow. You have to be able to flow more and not be resistant to ideas that you have, even if it's to go get a coffee or go out, try this new place for lunch. The Page of Swords is also decisions and new beginnings. So trying new things, going out to new places. But I do see you getting into some group or community for some reason, or something around a hobby with groups. I do see that happening. But the sooner, it's not something more or less that it's just going to happen. You're going to have to look into things around the area that's going to bring forward more of what you enjoy. So don't think about it more as like the community you're looking for. Start off with the subject of something that's interesting. Like, oh, we're all, this event's coming up and we're doing this thing. And there's people that are wanting to do that thing too. And that's going to be a leeway into meeting people. Because what I do get is that you're looking to meet people, to be adventurous, to not just be in the same routine, because you're also looking to explore. There's also something about you. Why am I getting physical activity? Do you like to like walk or go to places to walk or walk around or look?
Absolutely. The problem is that the temperature has been like 107 and I can't go outside. So that is the problem. It's kind of restricting.
All right. So we got to get you places that have air conditioning. I do see you.
I don't have a vehicle either. So to get there, it would have to be through my daughter because she lives here. I'm not in the same house that she lives.
Do you drive? Can you drive?
No, I haven't had a license. I've never had a license. I've always had a phobia in driving because I had a bad accident once.
No, I understand. I know someone like that as well. Well, listen, I do see you at some point going for walks. Maybe the temperature's going to change. I don't know. I love the heat. But besides that...
You're the only one.
107? Okay.
Oh yeah, I love the
He's
heat.
In New
I'm
York.
Very weird.
I don't
Matter
think
of fact,
getting 107 degrees in New York.
No, the weather actually changed the past week, and it's colder out in the morning and at night. And I'm going, something's not right here. It's not okay. It's cold. It's getting chillier.
See, down here in Florida, that early in the morning, it's humid. Actually, like this morning, it was humid.
I missed that.
Sweating before I
went to work. I missed that. I love the heat. I'd rather sweat or be hot. And then later on, I'll go in the air conditioning. But that's what they all say.
Yeah, Miss Nancy, I was picking up the same, pretty much the same thing Joe was saying. But I had a quick question. Like, why did you move? Like,
to be cold. Okay,
you
just moved. No, I was living in Oregon, and there was really nothing there that, you know, I was really compatible with that where I was living. So my daughter bought a house here in Oklahoma, so I just figured that, you know, I'd just give it a try and everything. I'm renting, so it doesn't mean that I have to stay here forever. I have a beautiful place that I'm renting. But the thing is, I haven't really, and he's right. That's what I intend to do is just walk around, and I'm looking for groups that I'm interested in through online that they have here. So, you know, it's not like I'm not looking. I am looking, and I found maybe a couple things that might be interesting.
I don't know if you have Facebook.
Yeah.
But that's a good place to start, you know, local groups like that, too. Yeah, I'm looking for a place to start too.
I'm looking for anything. Yeah, I'm looking for anything and everything that they have available that, you know, because I have certain interests.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't seem like they have much. I don't know. I just don't feel like that there's not there's a lot of options that you're into. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things that are appealing. You know what I mean?
I was also picking up something about companionship. Now, I don't know your past or anything, but are you technically now single?
That's where I was getting it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Candace.
Yeah,
I'm
single.
All right.
I'm single.
No, that's fine.
Well, everyone listening right now, we got Nancy here. She is single. What type of person are you looking to meet?
Are you asking?
What type of individual are you looking for, Nancy? We'll put it out into the universe for you right now.
An open-minded humanitarian. I'm looking.
That's a good one. You don't find.
I like a person that is a service to others. I like a person that you know is not just thinking of me and love bombing me or anything. You got to remember, I'm 72. And my husband
72.
Passed away. Yeah, I am, but I'm a young 72, believe
That's
me.
That's right.
And I'm physically fine.
That's great. Well, listen, Nancy, I'm in New York, and you sound like you're talking about me. I'm too far. But Candace, what else? You got anything else? I know I jumped in front of you there.
Well, you guys just talked about it. That's why I was seeing, why is it that you know, she was moving to get a fresh start as if she went through a major loss, like a loss, some sort of definitely heartbreak, like a loss, and healing and then just wanting to go somewhere new to start over, to start fresh.
Well, that's what she's doing.
That's what I was picking up at the beginning of the whole reading.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I was just asking her about that, but I got the same thing. Basically, I got the Four of Cups, the Seven of Pentacles in reverse, and the Three of Swords in reverse. Which, when that came up, I was that kind of confirms what I was already picking up on you. But again, it's like Joe was saying, just pondering on what it is you want to do, where's your heart taking you, where your passion is, and planting roots.
Right.
Planting those seeds. And you're kind of doing it by sourcing out, different groups and this like that on Facebook and whatnot. But it's like planting those seeds,
I do see you meaning or doing more public, going to more community or events around mid-September, October. But there was something I wanted to add to this message here. My guys were talking about clarifying this. They want you to be a little bit more clearer about what you want consciously or mindfully, being more, not super detailed, but there's a difference, there's going with the flow, but there's also knowing what you want, putting it out there, and then going with the flow. Mm-hmm. They're saying be clear about
and
what
reining it in.
Yeah. All right.
Well, that's what I'm practicing, all the time, being clear of exactly what I want. And I do know certain things that I want. I love the place that I live in, but I do want to travel eventually and, see all these beautiful power ancient sites, I just feel connected to the land. I almost feeling like Oklahoma kind of brought me to more of a Native American kind of land site.
Yes.
So there's some energy there.
There's a whole lot of energy there. Oh God, I lost my train of thought. That's how you're good. Travel. That's where you're gonna find that connection with someone is through your travels.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get out and start, you know, traveling and seeing and stuff like that. Even, I mean, it could be small travel. I mean, you're new to Oklahoma, so, I mean, even traveling around outside of your town, you know what I mean, to, like, the near, you know, seeing what else Oklahoma has, you know. But in your travels, you're going to find that humanitarian person that you're looking for.
Yeah. Nancy, we got to take another caller. We got to wrap up the show, but please keep in touch.
I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
You're
right on them, so many things.
Well, I'll be messaging you about your info, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you both.
Thank you. Hey, you never know what these crystals are going to do for you, right? So they might bring in some good luck. if you guys are calling in and you want us to take your call, just make sure when you call in, you press number one. It lets me know that you are calling in for me to know that you want me to pick you up on the show. We do have a couple of callers here. We're probably going to take one or two more. Candace, pick a number between 1 and 10.
1 and 10? Oh,
yeah.
My God. That's a lot of numbers. All right.
How about this?
Hmm.
No. How about this? Give me an even or an odd number.
We're going to go with odd.
Oh, we're going to go with odd. All right, we got area code 904.
Seven.
What is your name seven. And where are you calling from?
Hello, lucky caller.
Hello?
Hi, yes.
Hi.
904. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Tracy, calling from Florida.
All right, Tracy from Florida.
Hi, Tracy.
Let's see what we got for you for a reading.
Oh, Florida.
West Palm.
Where are you at in Florida?
West Palm.
West Palm. All right. I'm right.
She said that short, like,
the road.
Like she is. She's there. West Palm. What's up?
Right on.
Tracy,
right on.
What I have for you is currently in your reality, your life right now. There's disappointment. And also not sure about walking away from something. You also need to, you have the Queen of Cups here in reverse with the Eight of Cups. You need to focus on what you really want, and you have to start dreaming more or being happy and thinking more about what you want, because there's a message here. You also have a woman coming forward in your family that passed. I don't know who this is. They want you to start focusing on what you want and stop waiting for things to work out for you from other places. Meaning, if you have a job or a career and you're waiting for something to open up there for you, or you're waiting for things to work out and you go to another job, or there's an issue around this, whoever this is that's stepping up for you right now in spirit is telling me to tell you that they want you to start figuring out what you really want to accomplish. Because there's issues around finances. There's issues around when things are going to turn around. You also have the Chariot card in reverse with the Seven of Pentacles, 5, 6, 7, yeah. And it's talking about the subject. I'm not surprised. I didn't even know that was the card. There's a lack of moving forward with work. And what I want you to also know from my spiritual guides, what they're saying is that you need to start believing in yourself and giving yourself confidence and really think about things in the way of self-belief and self-validation, because you've been through a lot of things in the past. There's been issues and arguments in the past, and there's something about you kind of not wanting to do this anymore, and you're fed up with it. And I want you to kind of let go of the negative worries. I want you to not worry about anything. I want you to not get in your own way of the illusion that my guides are saying, meaning you're getting distracted. I want you to sit and really focus on what you want and make that limitless. I know it sounds cheesy, but limitless, meaning what do you want to do and how are you going to do it and make it happen? Because you keep putting something off here that you're supposed to accomplish. Either it's a small business or it's something that you want to go back to school for, or you want to, it doesn't have to be back to school. It's something that you need to accomplish here. There's something also with anger in the background of your energy, and I'm not sure where it came from. It's something that's, you get triggered easily. people might say the wrong thing to you, and you get pissed off, and it's like, why would they say that to you? And these are signs where people might say something, and yeah, we get pissed off, but we have to ask ourselves, what is it within us that's still not completely healed? Why are we lashing out? And it's really, the message here is this, is that you need to start really loving yourself and not letting people mm-hmm. influence you, because there's been people that, I don't know why I just heard that too. People that either went to jail, or someone's, you've warned people, you have told people bluntly about how you feel. They've really hurt your feelings. I want to wrap this up and pass it to Candace here, but you have to really speak your truth and make a decision, and not just speak your truth and walk away. If you're going to tell someone how you feel, make sure you're going to ask yourself, am I going to be done with this person now, or am I going to, and if you're not sure, make sure you are, and make sure they know, this is the last time I want to do this, and so if it happens again, I'm not your friend, and at least you give them the warning, because there's something also including in this reading that you're not letting go of people that keep coming back in, and the energy keeps holding you back. These people aren't helping you grow. There's people that aren't fully believing in you, but they take from you in a way. So really start asking yourself who you're putting yourself around. And I suggest you put yourself around people who are going to uplift you. And I'm passing the ball to Candace.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, he was pretty right on. I got the Three of Cups in, like, reverse, the Four of Wands and the Seven of Wands. So it's, like, again, like he was saying, or touched on a little bit, with relationships, like, you're worthy of, what you give out, you know? It's like, it's almost sometimes you don't see the value that you hold within a relationship, maybe. But with that is also the Four of Wands, which is good and upright, because that just brings in, I mean, this woman, these women are dancing and having a great time, and, you know, life is great. Things are going their way. There's stability, you know, in their home, their job, their love, their life, you know. So it's a matter of, with the Seven of Wands, having faith, creating options, being inspired to have those relationships that are worthy of you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was, you know, very, very spot on.
Well, I mean,
but
you're
spot
on,
to kind
too.
Of reiterate what he said. Just kind of, like, reiterate what he said. I feel like, I don't know, like, you've taken a lot of hits. Like, I just got to look up a significance of something real fast. Because I had pulled, hold on a second, LaCroix, came up in a couple of the cards, and it does, like, crows, you know, they do symbolize misfortune, and there was a lot, a lot of them, and it's like in every aspect of your life, whether it's with family, with loved ones, with relationships, like work, there's just all these blockages coming, that been thrown at you. But look at where you're at. You're still here. You're still standing. And that shows a lot of strength. Like, you have a lot of strength. Like, I don't know if you know how strong you are.
Yep.
And you're very, very strong. Your spirit is strong. Just to kind of reiterate basically what Joe said.
No, you didn't reiterate it. You said, even you added some great stuff to it that I didn't say that was true.
before
no, you are you when I can I'm sorry, Joe.
No, you're good.
I just get like I'm really like I don't know even how to explain it without like I don't want to put you out there or anything. You're amazing. And I don't know if anyone's told you that lately, but you are. The way you treat and interact with other people, you deserve that in return. And I don't feel like you get that from other people. Sometimes you get walked on or taken for granted, you know what I mean? But you're resilient. All right, Joe, go ahead.
Well, we're gonna wrap this up. Tracy, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. Did you want to add anything to that?
Thank you, Tracy.
But what you said, it's made 100% sense. Yesterday, I did go to the. My mom passed a few months ago, like in March. Mm. And yesterday was the first time that I went to the cemetery. So, you know.
That's definitely
and what, yeah, so what you said, everything that you said resonated. So I've been going through a lot for the last couple of months. It's like one hit after another. I don't get over one. Everything just boom, 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 boom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to make decisions on certain things, but I don't know, like, which way to go, and I'm getting so frustrated right now. I'm just ready to just practically just walk away because it's, you know, it's basically right now it's going to be, like, it's going to take divine intervention, you know? But
it's going to. You know, to help with the decisions, sometimes what we need to do is we don't have to, as much as you might want to make those choices right now, give yourself kind of a breather and allow yourself to do other things. Like allow yourself to watch a TV show, allow yourself to listen to music. Because when you take a break and you put it aside, it's not so up front in our head and it's not in our face. And the other thing I suggest you do too is kind of put the emotions aside too, meaning for the decisions. Meaning, does it make you happy? Are you worried about other people's thoughts and feelings? You got to always think what's best for you. And I'm going to give you something here that I think is going to help you out a lot. And that is this. Sometimes the answer, we already know the answer, right? And it's called trust in the process, which is not easy. And trust in the process is something like, you know that you have to quit a job or you have to let go of something, but you don't know basically what's going to happen after that. You just know that, like, for me, I had to learn this lesson where I personally had to quit a job, and I knew that I had to, and I had to trust the process, and I was in fear. And the fear is this false evidence appearing real. Now, I was also worried about judgment, and from my timeline or life, my parents and family were telling me I needed to get a job or go back to school if I quit that one. So I just wanted to stay home and kind of figure out what was next. And I had this kind of pressure on me. And eventually I did quit the job and I stayed home for a little bit and I figured out what was next for me. And I felt more at peace. And so what I'm trying to tell you here is sometimes we already have that answer. We're just afraid of what's next after that. And we don't always have to know till you make that decision, and then you'll figure it out. And that's what's going to help you, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
We need some time for you.
Yeah, it's best time for you. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Thanks.
Have a good night. Thank you.
So everyone listening, please don't forget, you do have Candace here from the Blue Owl Intuitive, my bestie. She does personal services of spiritual advice and guidance, as well as myself. I got to put her link in here, too. I'm sorry, Candace. I'll put her
link
in the description.
Come on.
You also have me.
We should do like something together. Well, we're doing it now together, right? I also do services as well.
Where have you been for like the past hour and a half?
I'm here. There, I'm there. I'm here and there. I'm an air sign, damn it.
I know.
So,
okay, trust me. I live with one.
And you also have a bestie, but that's the one. If you guys are ever interested and you want to email us with something that you want to get our guidance on the show, you can email us and we can do
it
anonymously. I know, right? Or you can say, hey, this is so-and-so. You don't have to make this anonymous, and here's my problem. And we will read it and give some advice on it. The email is spiritualshenaniginsradio@gmail.com. It's in the description. We'll do another contest next week as well. And Tony is missed.
Oh, yeah, we'll
Tony.
Do another tarot contest.
Tony, you're missed.
Those are fun. I like the riddles. The riddles are fun.
I do like the riddles. They are fun. Before we go,
generate the riddle.
You can't tell everyone about that. I did hear a radio commercial today. It made me laugh. You want to know what it said? It said, it's probably not a good idea to get your wedding vows from an AI chatbot.
I would.
All right, we have to blow up some stuff here. And if you guys are new listeners and you don't know what I'm talking about,
crap.
This is where we just say a bunch of things we need to get rid of. And if you want to say it on your own and throw it into the explosion,
I don't have anything.
We'll start off with we got to start with something, Candace. That's how we start, you know, anything in progress. All
you
negativity. People
traffic.
Who want to create fake. Fake simp. Oh, traffic? Traffic.
Don't be petty.
Project Blue Beam.
Yeah.
Wait, what'd you say, Candace?
I said Facebook accounts.
Well, I was going to say that, but she actually put her name on it. And, like, so third.
What does that mean?
Second profile, but. Different last name, only to follow me.
So Joe is not being petty.
Ouija boards.
Oh, here we go.
What else? I'm going to leave it blank for anyone who wants to add it.
Florida swamp ass.
Are
you Floridians? Florida swamp ass. They know
Florida
what that is.
Candace, are you okay? Do you want to talk about this?
I'm good. Dude, it is like 7:30 in the morning. Everything is sweating at 7:30 in the morning. I'm over it.
I think we need a bestie therapy session. What else do we want to do with explosives? A couple more.
What do we want to blow up? What do you want to blow up? Toxic partners.
People who have not figured out how to love themselves yet, but complain about everything.
Wait, wouldn't that be
people
like
who
enough?
Tell you
no.
Yeah, that too. Sure, people who tell you that you're wrong and you should read the Bible.
Oh, fuck them people. Oh, I'm sorry.
So wait, hold on. When I'm doing the explosive thing, it's just like the energy type cleansing. I'm not blowing people up. I mean, it's not the goal here. Or like.
Yeah,
but she said, "Fuck those people."
I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I mean, I listen. Go around like throwing my shit. Well, that's not true. I have a radio show. Let me shut up now. But I don't, like, go around throwing, you know, my stuff in people's faces. Don't throw it in mine, please. You know, unless I ask.
What else are we throwing in? I think, you know, people who try to do witchy-woo-woo stuff behind the scenes that are negative towards people.
Now you're getting a little specific.
People who can't reach out and be mature. Candace,
so
I think
is
you know what.
Is there something you need to talk about?
I think I had this idea about creating a profile similar to mine, just putting a different last name on it, and then following one person.
Okay. because it worked so well for the other one, it might just
That's
work for you.
It's hypocritical.
But I guarantee you that she's listening in right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Not to sound
her,
like a dick.
Her and her Betty Lucy.
Or like her other friend. I think that I had this feeling that they were going to try to do something to me. I think they tried. I think they did. It doesn't matter now. It's whatever. It was actually like a mere moment. I was already on the path of spiritual awareness and intuition. And so how that played out was interesting. But I was like,
Yeah, that was probably one of the weirdest relationships I've seen you in.
It was
not weird in a bad way, but like this person, she was more spiritually, I feel, on your level than any other person you've been with.
No. Before
level.
I even say anything after a year or additional, number one, there was some positivity here. So I'm very grateful for things. I was staying at her place for some time. Oh, fuck, I shouldn't be.
All right. Well,
wow.
I think she's
we're
good
super
good.
Narrowing down. So I'm grateful. I stayed at this person's place. I didn't plan. I forgot for a minute. I got too comfortable. There was some kindness.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was also some weirdness to it. And I know everyone's different. She was more into paranormal. But it was kind of like, how do I say this? There's intuition and having a gift. And then there's different stuff. And everyone's different. But it got a little different.
Well, she relied heavily on tools.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the talk boxes, the Ouija board. I mean, it's like tools, and that's great. You know, if that works for you,
great.
I mean, that works for you.
I don't think it does all the time, though.
I think what started out as good intentions,
right,
turned into greed is not the right word. Joe, you got something, okay? I don't know if you know that or not. You got this light, this spark, this energy that people are drawn to.
Please tell me more. Tell me more about this. No, this is true, and that's something I'm learning.
That people are drawn. It's a light. It's a light that you have, that I have. That there's you know, just a lot of people that have this sort of energy.
It's like the fucking Motel 6 we leave the light on for you.
yeah, that's right. That's our logo, our slogan. We'll leave the light on for you. Ooh, I like that. So people are drawn to your energy.
You know what they're drawn to? I'll be blunt. You know, and I want to say what they're drawn to so people too can have
not
this.
The D. What?
How dare you? Why not? it comes
answer.
Along. I mean, it comes along with the confidence. But
I wouldn't know.
Once you know how to use said things, you know, you just look, you get it. But my point is, the light. You know, I want to say this again because it's true. So my guys were telling me this. I'm a little tired too. We got to wrap it up. I know, but they were telling me about this around this topic. They said, if you're in the dark, right? And the dark doesn't necessarily mean like being a bad spiritual badass black magic person. It just means you're in the dark, 3D. You're not aware, whatever, right? You're behind
you're
the scenes of a
low vibrational energy.
You're not a part of life. You're somewhere here, but you're in the back. You're behind the scenes. My spirit guide showed me. You're behind the scenes. This is recent.
Okay.
They kind of made a playful way of talking about it. They said if you're in the light, you are on stage. You're in the limelight. And what they explained to me about this is doesn't necessarily mean you're on stage, but they said that you are vulnerable to healing. You're vulnerable. You're brave to. You're brave. You're putting yourself out there. You're not afraid to. But with the oneness and all that, we still have to kind of bounce duality of going in and out and back and forth, yin and yang, motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
But what they were telling me about this is that you can live your whole life behind the scenes in the dark, wanting to do something, or you can take a step into the light. And a lot of people don't want to take a step into the light. They want to play it safe in the scenes in the shadows, behind the scenes. And that's what they told me recently. I was like, oh, it's a good thinking. I like the way you said that.
Yeah.
And
people are drawn to you, and I think that they get drunk off your energy. They get like this sort of euphoricness from it.
I call
you
it
know?
They get the hoodie and the blowfish effect.
The what? The hoodie?
The hoodie and the blowfish.
I like the hoodie and the blowfish. I'm like, what? Yeah, hoodie and the blowfish. That's a good band, actually, y'all.
It is a good band.
But yeah, so people are just drawn to that, and it's intoxicating. And
well, thank you,
Kay.
That's very nice of you.
All you women out there, Joe's energy is intoxicating.
So
that?
if you're listening to the show, I warn you now, you're fucked because now you are drunk on Joe. If you ever wondered why you like the show, it's because of also Candace too and Tony.
And that's
well, thank you, Candace.
Small part,
nice.
A very small part. It's a tiny part.
You don't give yourself enough credit. You've come a long way.
I play one third of the part.
I mean,
if
I'm gonna be,
I have,
gonna be,
dude.
Huh?
Yeah, be honest.
I'm be honest, which I am, for the most part I am. Shit. Oh, the what I've been practicing recently more so in my awareness of the show with you and Tony is that I need to not talk so much because I can talk a lot. So I'm like, nope, this is Candace's time.
You like to talk.
I do, but I can't.
So I mean,
this is the spiritual shenanigans trio, so it's not Joe and the shenanigans trio. You know what I'm saying? It's not cool in the gang.
But here's the flip side to that. Joe, you're a wonderful. I mean, wonderful is like actually lackluster. When it comes to public speaking, that is what you do. Like, you're phenomenal at that. You're great at connecting with people and like getting messages across, like, you know, in general, just connecting with people. You're really good at that. So you shine at talking our ears off. You shine at that, though. It's not a bad thing. You have a lot of valuable insightful. I'm not just like, you know, filling your ego because you're my friend, you know, my best friend.
I appreciate it.
But so like, I don't have to do that. I mean, but you do, you are made for motivational speaking. You in particular are made for, the gathering of the masses.
Thank you. I agree with you.
I mean,
I really
no
do.
Pressure. No pressure.
No pressure.
No pressure.
No, I gotta get this public event going because I still gotta talk to this person about going to their you're right. I I'm gonna take that because I need to hear it from other people sometimes and appreciate it, and because it's something I love doing and I always wanted to do. And I think your horoscope, by the way, was on point as well.
Oh, which one for the water signs?
the air signs because it's already been trickling in. Yeah. And
I think Aquarius is water.
It's kind of around this topic too. It's a little mixture of it. Mm-hmm. And but you're right. Thank you very much. I think too much, and I've been thinking, no, I don't think as much as I used to. I'm much more clear-headed, but
you got better.
My dream is to make that a reality and do spiritual comedy and motivation in one. That's to entertain. Okay. And that's what I'm going to do.
Well, I don't want us to dull your shine. You know what I mean? You're the talker. Well, I don't want you to not talk less, so we can talk more. I mean, who the hell wants to hear me talk? I don't want to hear me talk. Are you kidding?
I'm like the better Conan O'Brien of the podcast he does, the radio show. But he does a podcast, too. He's got some co-hosts.
I don't know. I don't listen to Conan O'Brien.
What I'm trying to put across here is that, is he something of sorts? Sure, it's not really. But he has two people there that get it's a vibe, and I'm not here to take over. I don't want to be that person that's like, hey, let's do a radio show and I'll have Tony on, and little do you know, I'm going to make it all about myself, and seems like you're a part of it. You're not. That's it, you know what I'm saying?
No, I appreciate, and I'm sure I could speak for Tony, that he would probably appreciate it as well, for taking us and our quote-unquote airtime into consideration.
I'm going to ask him if he listened to the show, because it's going to be over an hour. I'm like, I want you to listen to the show, let us know what you think. And he's going to be like, fuck, it's over an hour.
He is going to a concert.
Yeah,
he's going to be listening to a radio show. Maybe on playback.
I'm just kidding.
On playback. And
I'm
if that's
kidding.
The case, woo, I hope you liked the show. I hope it was great.
But Candace, I want to thank you. I love you very much. And I want you to know something before we'll wrap this up. You need to understand something. I don't think you know, but I want you to hear this. Number one, despite what you said, this means a lot when I do the show with you, because I didn't really enjoy doing it by myself, number one. Number two, I get time with my bestie. And
I know. How cool.
And that means a lot to me.
About that too.
I know that we've been, you've been going through stuff. I've been doing my thing. And then, so it's exciting. And I also got to say something for Tony. I'm going to remind him too. Tony did something. I don't know if he knows or you know, but do you remember in the beginning, we weren't sure if it was going to be the three of us or what's going on? Are we going to do this? And Tony had said to me, are we going to do this or what? Let's make plans. I need some structure. And I needed to hear that from him because
I remember that.
Something that I needed to realize too. It's I needed him to tell my subconscious, Joe, you're going to talk about it? You're going to keep talking about it? And oh God, I just had another moment. Yeah, I got to start doing
shit. Type A.
Type A for awesome.
That's what I'm saying. When we decided to, when you asked about, somebody else coming in, blah, 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 I didn't know Tony. I had no idea. I'd never seen him, never met him, blah, blah, blah. Dude is fucking cool as fuck. I was so worried about him not liking me or, us not vibing. Because, I know how much you wanted to do this. And it's I don't know. It's we've all been doing the show forever. I mean, the way we just vibe together, even off air, in our, group chat, it's pretty fucking cool.
It is cool. I'm a very ambitious person.
It's very cool.
So there's times where I don't think things through. I just get excited and I do it. And then it works or it doesn't work.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Then there's times where I like to see what happens. I like to fuck around and find out. By the way, I don't know if you watch this they're farmers on Facebook, but they have like a little comedy skit going on. They do reels.
I'm sorry. Comedic farmers?
Yeah, they're comedic farmers. They like do cattle farming and other crops and stuff. Yeah. But they have their brothers, and then there's a grandmother. I'll send a video to you. They're like short, but like very mild on the humor, borderline. But the grandmother has a shirt, and I'm gonna buy it. And the shirt says,
"Oh, God, you said borderline."
Fiddle around and find out.
Oh my God.
I want that so bad. I'm like, that. She gets it. Fiddle around and find
that's
out.
Funny.
And they
I mean,
call.
That could be taken in a couple different ways.
You right? And they
that's
call
funny.
Like hoes, hussies. He's like, she's like, don't
a
dance a hussy. Yeah, southern stuff. I don't know. The last thing they did, like,
ish.
Do you ever wonder why there are roads that look like this, and it's like a dirt road? And she goes, it's because your local governor is cheap.
Yeah.
All right, Candace. Thank you for spending time with me tonight.
Thank you.
And I want to thank the callers for listening. You going to say something?
Yes, yes. The callers and for listening and calling
yeah.
in about the riddle, and that was a really good. She did good. She did good. That was
she
that
did
was awesome.
Good.
That was great.
I was worried.
Yeah.
That,
yeah, she did.
And I wasn't. By the way, I'm sorry for those people.
Nancy,
who
right?
Like, yeah, Nancy. I'm sorry for those people who are trying to solve it, but we couldn't take too much time, so we had to move on. But Nancy came in for the win.
We'll be back next week with a new one.
I don't know, but we are going to do another contest, and I have decided the next contest, we will do a riddle, and I will be giving away a free 30-minute session for mentorship session, which is one-on-one, it's
mm-hmm.
30 minutes, mentorship sessions are where I help people with their inner being and consciousness or spiritual development of their spiritual abilities. And this is something that you'll have more clarity on, not only for yourself, but also with connecting to your spiritual senses and a better understanding. So if you are interested in winning this contest and getting a 30-minute session for free, you better solve this riddle. And I don't know what it is yet, but stick around for the next show. We do it every Thursday night at 8:30 on the coast. I don't know what other coast you're on, but 8:30 on the East Coast, p.m., and then figure the math out. What else? And we are looking forward to hearing more people and emails. So if you want to email us and say...
Yeah, I mean, like, I sound pretty fucking desperate at this point. I mean, I'm not. But it's like, when we... I mean, I do. When we all meet up in our group chat and we're like, okay, so what do we want to do for, you know, next week's show, this week's show, blah, 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 blah. And sometimes we're like, what do you got? Well, what you got? Like... Sometimes we're just at a loss at what we want to talk about, and more so what the listeners want to hear. So with that being said, if you guys shoot us an email, it could be like the most randomest shit. We don't care. We'll take it and we'll run with it.
I don't care if you're like...
We care on spiritual shenanigans. We will take that shit
like,
and run with it. So
like,
give us your best shot. Questions,
we just
wanna... If you got questions... Topics you want to talk about, hit us up. We love to talk.
The nitty gritty of things. If you have some I don't know, we can talk about whatever on the show.
Nitty gritty. What do you mean?
Like if you got some.
Because spirituality is not all about like farting, like I don't know, Skittles and unicorns and shit. I mean, spirituality is actually more than it is light, because in order to get to like that, I don't know, nirvana, to get to that,
to me,
that light, I don't know how to explain it, because I'm not there yet. You have to go through a lot of shit. Like you have to know yourself inside and out.
You heard it here first, everyone. If you want enlightenment, you're going to have to go through some shit. In my perspective, I see it as like a level.
One person that hasn't gone. Tell me one person who hasn't gone to a Dark Night of the Soul.
I could probably name one right now.
Well, but is that person, like, you know, spiritual? I don't know. I mean, you hear him laughing at me like I'm crazy?
I'm sorry. Hold on.
I'm not that crazy. I'm a little crazy.
No, you're not crazy. I was saying I could tell you one person. Redheads are wild. No, so going back.
Please stop.
Going back to the email thing, like, we could talk about people who your partner isn't as kinky as you want them to be or something. You don't know how to address it. I don't know. Like, you can email us anonymous, say, hey, I have an anonymous thing.
Yeah.
Please don't read this with my name. You choose. Spiritual Shenanigans Radio.
You
can
even make up a name. We don't care. Make up a name. We don't care.
Yeah, make up an email if you want.
We don't care.
You can say whatever.
We want
you
to connect with us like we connect with you. How about that?
We're going to tell you how this is going to go. We want you to reach out, call us on the show, and tell us.
So neat.
And if you find me on Tinder, you can swipe right.
That's me. I can't believe you did Tinder. Oh my God. That's gonna be an experience that I'm gonna be there every step on the way.
I think I might bring mother to the next show next Thursday.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, I think so. By the way, I don't know if you caught this.
No way.
The first or second show we did, where I said sometimes my mom comes on the lives or show and interrupts. She did it that episode too.
How's that dress working out? How's that dress?
Oh, she wore it. She looked great. She did a musical thing, and she sang really good. Oh, I just remembered. I gotta upload
it
for. I gotta upload it for her. She did three songs.
Awesome.
She is honestly like
amazing.
People tell her she's beautiful. And she's like,
she
I don't know what they're talking about, but she's beautiful. She's smart. She's got a great personality. My future wife is going to love her. And so, and all everyone else is going to be disappointed.
Have no choice.
They don't. That's right. That's right.
It's either you love my mom or you see yourself out.
That's right. It. Exactly.
I'm so excited. I'm sorry.
No, there's no sorry. This is facts. This is facts. And if I'm ever upset with my mom, you can't chime in. You just have to hear me then. It's not like, oh, I don't. No, no, no. This is not your. No, no. You have to remind me how she is an angel.
So,
she is.
So Mama LaCastro, she's gonna. We're gonna have her on the show.
I'm going to invite her.
Ooh. Tell her I'm going to be there. No. Maybe
I will let her
like,
know.
Sweeten the deal. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no, she's going to, trust me, she's going to love to. Not that, like, when I invite her, she'll be like, yeah, all right, cool. She'll love it. She likes it. We'll have her on maybe for, like, a portion of the show. But, all right, it's already 10:37 here. I got to get to bed soon.
It's been real, and it's been fun.
Yes.
But we have to go. So thank you for listening in. Everybody, make sure you tip your waiter and drive safe. Good night.
And don't forget to message those people you love, including me.
Yeah, but seriously, tip your waitress.
Yeah, tip her too. And thank them.
Tip mine.
Good night, everyone.
But our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans?
No!
Oh. You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!